we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. I hope you are having an awesome day. As we've reached the middle of the week, and thank you for tuning in yesterday and hearing about the Morning Matters workshop and growth and investing in yourself that we have coming up August the 27th at Merritt Assembly of God. We hope that you will put that on your calendar and make that a reality in your life. It's absolutely free. All we're asking is that you RSVP to 454-4263. What is better than getting good, sound, practical advice that will help you to be the best Christian you can be and to be the best employee or the best business owner that you could be? You get a free breakfast and a free lunch. You're more than welcome to come. All we ask is that you'd let us know that you are coming so that we can plan accordingly. We're probably limited to about 100 people that we can get in the facility. If you're interested in coming to that, go ahead and get your reservation in now so that we can prepare for you. And we want to make it a first-class event for you. So I want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. And I can tell you, I've seen professionals do concrete work, and I've seen amateurs do concrete work. And I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, the professionals do it faster, they do it quicker, they do it cheaper, and they do it better. So I encourage you to give them a call if you need any concrete work or block work, 536-5804. So that is coming up, and we do want to let you know we don't have our kids ministry. Well, we do have our kids ministry. Never mind about that. That was last week. We're back on track for our normal one this week. So Isaiah chapter 28, verse number 5 is where we're going to begin today. Last week we spent, on Monday we were talking about the devastating and destructive tendencies that alcohol can bring into your life. And so now I want to talk to you about a different crown. When we were talking about it on Monday, we were talking about the crown of pride. So pride and alcoholism and the devastating effects that it had. In verse number 5, it says this: "In that day, the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate." And so what we have is a contrast between leaning on alcohol and what we are going to talk today, and that is about relying upon God. And God is the better option. I'm just going to tell you. It says, "In that day, the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty." I've seen a lot of people controlled by alcohol and the devastating effects it has on their appearance. And I can tell you this, I've seen people controlled by ugly emotions, but I have seen the beauty of people who are in passionate pursuit of the heart of God. And God literally changing their appearance to where, I mean, they just radiated with the joy of the Lord. And so let me just say this. The other day when we were talking about alcohol, there's a scripture that says that the world thinks it's strange that we do not participate with them in the dissipation in which they are engaged. They think it's strange when we do not have the same mindset that they have and participate in the same destructive behaviors. So that's okay. Whatever you do, please do not feel sorry for me because I don't get drunk. I don't listen. I have a good enough sense of humor that I can enjoy life without it. I don't need alcohol to convince me why my wife is beautiful. She's beautiful without it. Listen, I certainly don't need alcohol to make mistakes. I make enough mistakes on my own. I don't need help doing that. I need help to limit the number of mistakes that I make. I need God to give me his vision for my life, not alcohol giving me vision for a bad experience. And so God says, while everybody else on a societal level was participating in pride and being controlled by substance abuse and delusion, that God had a remnant of his people that he was going to cause to experience not a crown of pride, but a crown of glory, and that they would be a diadem of beauty. If you would like a challenge for today, it is this. What does your appearance look like with Jesus living in your heart? If you just closed your eyes for just a second and thought about what your, man, I closed my eyes and all of a sudden I wanted to yawn. If you closed your eyes and just thought about what 100 years from now, what it's going to be like in heaven. What kind of peace does that bring to you? What kind of tranquility? What kind of joy being reunited with believers across every era of man's existence, gathered around the throne, worshiping the Lamb that was slain from before the foundation of the world? What will it be like gathered around the throne, worshiping with family members that have preceded you and gone on before you? What a joy that will be. So here we are on Wednesday. We're feasting on God's word, and it should reflect in our countenance. Do you know that Jesus said that when you fast, don't put on this miserable, wretched-looking face like other people in society did because they wanted society to feel bad for them for all that they were missing out on? Let's see. How about if we reflected the beauty and the joy of all of the things that we are getting to avail ourselves of? I spent enough time on Monday talking about the negatives of what goes on with alcohol. But what about the beauty, the joy, the peace, the protection, the empowerment, the vision that God gives for you and I because we are walking in fellowship with him? So it says that he will create a diadem of beauty for the remnant of his people. I believe that you and I have the responsibility to take the ministry that God has given to us, to magnify that ministry, and to make it as attractive and as appealing as we possibly can. I believe that is our privilege. And so I know a person one time that went to work, and they were running a little bit late that morning. And this was a lady, and they had not taken the time that they normally did preparing their appearance. And so they showed up, and at some point in time, they went to the restroom, and they finished, and they returned, and they looked the way that they had, and a person said, "Well, we are so glad that you decided to join the land of the living." And so they noticed the change in appearance. And folks, I want you to know that I don't need makeup. There are some people who may argue that I do, but I don't use makeup. I'm not going to try and cover up my blemishes with some masquerade to try and make myself look attractive. But I can tell you this, I have a much better appearance to my society when I have spent time in the presence of the Lord and behold the beauty of His holiness and said, God, would you make that a reality in my life? And so I encourage you today, wear the crown of glory that the presence of the living God brings into your life. Be a beautiful person. The world has this mindset that we're filled with hatred and we're filled with bitterness and ugliness, and nothing could be further from the truth. You know, a lie is still a lie no matter how many times you tell it. And I will tell you this, there is nothing this world has to offer that is more beautiful than a holy, passionate man or woman after the heart of God. Verse number 6 says, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment. We've heard a lot about the term of injustice this summer, and people claiming injustice here and injustice there. And I want you to know that justice is not something that you can compel on someone. It's got to be something that takes place on the inside. It has to take place on the inside of a person. It has to take place on the inside of a church. It has to take place in the inside of a community or a country. We need God. We need the Lord of hosts to be for us that spirit of justice. You know, God is looking for people to make decisions who cannot be bribed, who cannot be intimidated, but they make judgments in righteousness, with fairness, and with truth. You see, the amount of money that a person has, or the lack thereof, should not affect the way that they are treated one way or the other. All are supposed to be treated fairly and equally under the law. Let me tell you the way that I interpret things. When people cry out and they say we have injustice in our society, what they are actually saying is we need God to come and restore our society to His value system. He's the righteous, the just, and the justifier. Do you realize that it is impossible for somebody who is unjust to declare somebody else just? God is the justifier. He's the beginner. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one who perfects it. And He is the justification. He is the one that says, you know what? We know that you sinned and broke the law of God, but you have become a child of God. And therefore, I am forgiving you and justifying you in your position before the throne of grace. What a great and wonderful God. So he does that not from external, but instead He places that spirit inside of us where we want to do what is right. And the last thing it says, in that day, 28 verses 1 through 4, it talks about that there was going to be a time where there was going to be a destruction, an attack that was going to come that was going to devastate society. But for this remnant, God would be to them a strength for those who turned back the battle at the gate. We are in a spiritual battle for morals and values in our day and time. We really are. That which is right is now considered wrong. That which was wrong is now considered right. What is good is considered evil. What was evil is considered good. And I'm telling you that it is not the day for the faint of heart. But if you believe this the way that I believe this, in that God is the one who determines the times and the seasons and the places that we are to live, then you know that God has selected you and I for specifically this time. It is not an accident that you are in existence in 2016. It's a time for the people of God to say, God is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. His presence enables me to walk in the midst of my enemies. His rod and staff, they comfort me. I'm telling you, it is a time that requires strength. Revelation has this interesting phrase. It says, this calls for the patient endurance on the part of the saints. The only way to exhibit patience, the only way to endure, is to have the strength that doesn't come from your environment and your circumstances, but it comes from the presence of the Lord of hosts in your life. I want you to see that God intends for the battle to be turned back at the gate, that it will not make it inside your walls. I want to encourage you men who may be listening, be men of valor, be men of principle, be men who love Jesus, who demonstrably love Jesus. I want to encourage you, make sure that your wife, your kids, they know that you are in passionate pursuit of becoming all that God wants you to be. Ladies, be in passionate pursuit. Rise up. I tell you that Christianity was one of the most empowering forces for women that has ever existed, where at one point in time, ladies were viewed at as nothing more than property. I'm here to tell you that today that God wants to empower you to make sure that the enemy does not enter your gate. Okay. In the book of Nehemiah, they reconstructed the city and they reconstructed the gates of the cities. And when they reconstructed a gate, they placed a gatekeeper there. And that gatekeeper was in charge of opening and closing the gate. The priests were in charge of opening and closing the doors of the temple on a daily basis. You and I have been encouraged to take up our position at the gate and keep the enemy at bay. Okay? Last Friday, we had a prayer meeting here on this radio program. We're probably going to do more of that. I don't believe it is a day for less prayer. I believe it is a day for more prayer. And so we are going to come and we're going to pray, and we're going to see people who make bad choices for us as representatives. I'll just let that sink in. People who are supposed to be representing our values and choose to make bad decisions, we are going to pray for them to have a career change. Just let that sink in there for just a moment. We are going to pray that they feel called to do something less destructive than what they have done. And so I want to encourage you, a child of God is not the devil's doormat. A spirit-filled, word-infused, God-directed child of God is the devil's worst nightmare. He doesn't believe that you can have an effect upon him. But when you stand, you know, look over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And so Paul said, he's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, look, you are to stand before the battle. And when you stand in the armor of God, in the place that God has put you, and you stand in the authority with which he has empowered you, you will stand before the storm. You will stand during the battle, and you will be standing after the battle. God has empowered you and given you the authority. I'm here to tell you that God intends for what he has entrusted to you to endure. A couple of weeks ago, I went and I had some dental work, and the hygienist said, doctor, it's like he intends to keep his teeth as long as he's alive. And I do. I want you to know I've made adjustments in my life through the years to make sure that that is a reality. I came from a long line of people that was not their testimony, but I want a different testimony. And if you have come from a long line of people who have just been beaten down and overpowered by the enemy, I want you to know that God intends for you to be a part of a remnant that is not victimized, that is not victimized by pride, that is not controlled by any other substance, that is not controlled by money, not controlled by any other philosophy, but instead you are in partnership with the Lord of hosts, who is your crown of glory, who is the diadem of beauty in your life, who has infused you with a spirit of justice to where you want to see all men, all women, all boys, all girls, everywhere have an opportunity to hear about the reality of Jesus Christ and to ask him to be the Lord of their life. God wants to empower us so that we will be able to stand, and that when the enemy engages, that he will find an immovable force at the city gate. That's what you are called to be. For too long, we have believed a lie that we were supposed to be as children of the living God, back in the shadows, that we were supposed to be marginalized to such an extent that nobody paid attention to what we said. I want you to know that God wants his children to be the most powerful force on the planet. A couple of weeks ago, I read an article that said that now Christians are in the majority in China, that there are more Christians there than there are people in the Communist Party. That was a news article. That wasn't a from a Christian source. That was just one of the internet news sites that I go to, is either Fox News or MSN. And they were talking about that now they're trying to prevent Christians from going to college and putting them in labor jobs instead of allowing them to become influential in their society and rising to the top, because they recognize the power of born again believers. Folks, it is time for Christians to awaken out of their slumber. It's time for us to realize that the enemy has tried to keep us misinformed as to the power that we have. You know, an eagle is not much different from your average barnyard fowl if he never spreads his wings and flies. He can have giftings. He can have abilities that a chicken never has. But if he never utilizes it, they have the same fate. I want to pray today that we would all be driven into the presence of God. I pray that if nothing else, the things that have taken place in the past few weeks and months here, as far as our society, our world, the world we live in, our country, our community, if nothing else, I pray that it will drive us into the presence of God, where we will emerge stronger than we ever have before. If you're tired of being beaten down and victimized by the enemy, start a new legacy in your family today by believing God to strengthen you and helping you to defeat the enemy. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord, I want to thank you, God. God, I'm so thankful that you are not looking for us to be defeated, but for you to always lead us in triumphal procession. God, it's one of my favorite realities. God, it said you always lead your people. And Lord, I pray that you would forgive us for following the wrong desires, the wrong wills, following the wrong voices. God, I pray that you would forgive us for being controlled by things that you never wanted in our life in the first place. God, I pray today that we would make the most out of whatever you have entrusted to us. God, I pray that we would make it glorious, that we would make your name glorious, that people would see the attractiveness of Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Lord, I pray today that injustice would find no place in our community and in our country. I pray that justice would prevail. God, right now, I pray for any fugitives that are out there. I pray that they would come to grips with Jesus and that they would make their lives right with you. God, I pray that you would lead them and you would guide them. I pray that you would transform their hearts and lives. God, I pray for those who are listening right now, that we would be emboldened. Lord, Paul went on in Ephesians 6 and he said, I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may boldly proclaim the word of God. Lord, I pray that you would enable us to boldly declare your word in this day, in this time, so that people are not lost, but they are found in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a marvelous Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.